This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 17th. God's word for you today is Christ alone. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 5, verse 18 to 19, which says, "Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right standing with God and new life for everyone. Because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous." Let me tell you the story of a student and his professor. The student, completely displeased with his result, barged into the professor's office complaining, "I do not deserve to get zero on this course. How can you give me such a grade?" The student went on, and the professor kept quiet while the student was raging. When the student was done, the professor responded, "Yes, I agree that you do not deserve to get zero. Unfortunately, the lowest mark I am allowed to give you is zero. You actually deserve to get less than zero, a negative mark, but I cannot give you negative. Zero is the lowest I can give you, so manage it." A lot of the things we do is trial and error. Then we keep the ones that work and form a discipline around it. Not with God. He knows the end from the beginning. There is no trial and error with God. So by the time you try to pitch your knowledge against the source of unlimited knowledge, you will find out that your knowledge, or shall we say man's knowledge, is actually less than nothing compared to the infinite knowledge of the Most High God. We thank God for the breakthroughs He has given our scientists, and we pray that God will continue to give our scientists breakthroughs in their search for cures and development of vaccines. Do I get an amen? 1 Corinthians 3 verse 19 says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. Comparing man's wisdom to God's wisdom is ridiculous. It cannot even be compared." The second thing that can hinder us from getting up is our righteousness. That man can bloat in his righteousness is even unthinkable. Unfortunately, today, we see men bloating in their righteousness. They do not say it directly, but the implication of their actions shows that is what they are doing. Isaiah 64 verse 6 says, "We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags." We have to set aside our knowledge and our wisdom and embrace the wisdom of God, which is Christ. We need to set aside our righteousness and embrace the righteousness of God, which is Christ. Romans 5 verse 18 to 19 says, "Here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us all into this trouble with sin and death, another person did it right and got us out of it. But more than just getting us out of trouble, it got us into life. One man said no to God and put many people in the wrong. One man said yes to God and put many in the right." Jesus is not getting us out of it. The Bible says Jesus got us out of it already. If you are in Christ, you are out of sin and death. However, He did not just take us out of sin and death. That would have been beautiful enough. Jesus brought us into life. I encourage you to meditate on this. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saying yes to God and making me right with God. Thank you, Jesus, for getting me out of trouble of sin and death and for new life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.